Speaker of the House Mike Johnson finally caved and did the right thing after 7 weeks of delaying the swearing-in of Representative Adelita Grijalva for a few reasons. Number one, to try to delay the release of the Epstein files. Number two, to try to gain some sick leverage during this shutdown and use this as a pawn. But finally, Adelita Grijalva is in. I want to show you the video of a shaky, out of breath Mike Johnson swearing in Representative Adelita Grijalva because he understands the long-term consequences for both him and the Republican Party when their ringleader is slowly outed as a pedophile with this drip feed of emails that we are getting, emails that even made it to Fox News. I mean, Fox News is broadcasting in front of the entire nation, all of the conservatives in the country, Jeffrey Epstein's emails to Ghislaine Maxwell and journalist Michael Wolff. This reads, quote, "I want you to realize that that dog that hasn't barked is Trump. Victim spent hours at my house with him. Has never once been mentioned. This is Jeffrey Epstein emailing this to Ghislaine Maxwell, saying that Donald Trump is the dog that hasn't barked, that he spent hours with a victim. It's the same victim that was groomed out of the Mar-a-Lago spa in the early 2000s. We'll talk about that more in a second, but again, Representative Adelita Grijalva is sworn in through a shaky Mike Johnson. I'll explain why he's nervous in 1 second.
Will Representative-elect Grijalva and members of the Arizona delegation present themselves in the well, and all members will rise. And the representative-elect will raise her right hand.
He didn't want to do this.
Do you solemnly swear or affirm that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God?
I do.
Congratulations, you're now a member of the 119th Congress.
The longest delay in American history because the Republicans knew what was coming afterwards. Today, we got more emails. Jeffrey Epstein wrote in another email, quote, "Would you like photos of Donald and girls in bikinis in my kitchen?" Let me read this from the bottom. Someone said, Thomas Landon said, "Now everyone coming to me thinking I have juicy info on you and Trump because of this." Quote, "I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy." Trump booms from a speakerphone. "He's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do, and many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it, Jeffrey enjoys his social life." Right there, that's the quote that we've all seen. Thomas Landon Jr. sent this to Jeffrey Epstein. Jeffrey Epstein then said, "Would you like photos of Donald and girls in my bikinis in my kitchen?" Landon Thomas Jr. says, "Yes." Then there is more to the conversation. I'm going to make an entire video about all of this. But the pertinent information is this. Even Republican Representative Don Bacon said that if this discharge petition gets through, if the discharge petition gets 218 votes, which is what's going to happen now that Adelita Grijalva is sworn in, unless Representative Lauren Boebert or Nancy Mace or Thomas Massie, which I don't see Thomas Massie happening, or Marjorie Taylor Greene are lobbied from Donald Trump, the White House, Pam Bondi, Kash Patel, are lobbied into not voting for the discharge petition. But if the discharge petition passes, the floodgates are open. A bunch of Republicans are going to vote yes, even Representative Don Bacon. Take a listen.
Representative Bacon, thank you so much. And just to be clear, I want to make sure I heard you correctly. You will be voting yes on releasing the Epstein files, yes, if it makes it to the floor. And you believe it will.
If it goes on the floor, I get a lot of pushback. Why don't you put your name in the discharge petition? And I'm just going to be subtle in my response. Just look at all the few Republicans are on it and who they are. It's going to come on the floor. I will vote yes.
Got it.
Oh, wow. Okay, so while I'm recording this, I guess some breaking news halfway through the video. Caitlin Collins reports, Adelita Grijalva has signed the Epstein discharge petition. It has now reached 218. Caitlin Collins says, meaning that a pretty remarkable pressure campaign, including phone calls from the president and a personal meeting in the Situation Room with the AG, Deputy AG, and FBI director, could not sway a Republican House member. It's essentially called full court press. It was full court press to get at least one person not to sign or to remove, renege their vote, so it didn't hit that 218 threshold. but now it has. Now it's on the floor, and it may move quickly. It may happen within the next few hours, because as I just showed you, Representative Don Bacon is down to play ball. I just want to back up. This part is very important. I want to back up and rewind to a year ago when Speaker of the House Mike Johnson was running cover for Matt Gaetz. When Matt Gaetz was still a representative, before he resigned and was like a failed host on whatever third-rate network, I don't even know, OAN2 or some shit like that, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson played cover. He covered up an investigation into Matt Gaetz allegedly Venmoing a string of underage girls and manipulating them and abusing power dynamics. These people are more than willing to cover this up. Now, a year later, we're going through the same thing, but I would argue on a grander scale. It's not just Matt Gaetz and some underage girls that he's Venmoing. That's disgusting, obviously, but now it's Epstein, a billionaire, Trump, a billionaire. It's like this multi-decade scheme with an island. And I think it's worth pointing out that we don't know the extent of Trump's involvement. We don't know how deep he goes, but all we know is that it keeps getting deeper. Every single time we think that we've hit like a new low, there's always a new low of involvement that he can hit. He's not just sending letters with pubic hair drawn out in the shape of a young underage girl. He's not just saying that Jeffrey Epstein likes him young. He's not just saying that he will walk in on girls in beauty pageants and that he knows that people were groomed out of his spa. He understands that now it's a new level. He's been spending time with the victims decades ago. Jeffrey Epstein had leverage over Trump. I think this is something that a lot of people missed in this email. Michael Wolff and Jeffrey Epstein were emailing about how they can use leverage, use all of this information as leverage over Trump. And listen, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but if I were, I would point to those emails in 2015 and then point to Jeffrey Epstein dying 2 years after Trump took office in 2019 and just say, what the hell? So Jeffrey Epstein is talking about how he has leverage that's going to expose Trump. And then if I were also a conspiracy theorist, I would connect this to how hard Mike Johnson is trying to stop this, how hard Mike Johnson tried to prevent the swearing in of Representative Adelita Grijalva. Remember, Donald Trump's panicked Truth Social post trying to deflect are silly. He says, the Democrats are trying to bring up the Jeffrey Epstein hoax again because they'll do anything at all to deflect on how badly they've done on the shutdown. I don't think he understands that the shutdown still looks absolutely terrible for him because the ACA subsidies are still set to expire in December. When the ACA subsidies expire, people are going to see double, a triple. And I guess the question is, who are voters going to blame that on? I have a close friend whose mom is reliant on the Affordable Care Act subsidies, but she didn't know that until the government shutdown happened and she was checking because she heard it on the news why this government shutdown was happening. Now she's locked in. She's rather apolitical, but now, according to my friend, she's locked in, ready to see how this vote goes. We know who's going to vote it down, and the American people are going to figure out who actually cares. If you appreciate these videos, double check to make sure you're subscribed below. I love you all, and peace out.